But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, Galatians 4:4. One of the most basic elementary principles in the Christian faith is the Christmas story, but it is also one that can never be delved to its complete depth. So much goes on with this story that you cannot get to the bottom of it. There is always more to be discovered and learned. St. Paul points this out in one simple statement: when the fullness of time had come. What does it mean for time to be full? For Christmas, it begins with meaning that Jesus came at just the right time, that everything in human history had led up to this one particular point. That's easy to say, but let that sink in for a moment. Everything in all history led to Jesus being born for you. Not one thing in history was done without its effect on Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. The fullness of time had come, and it's coming again. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming to bring those he finds no longer enslaved to the sinful elementary principles of this world. He is coming to show God's heirs their inheritance, all when the fullness of time comes again. Amen.